Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1418. Visible translated text is as follows. Mother said, "I thought I left you at Alverson's store." And witness replied that she was tired waiting and told her mother to hurry and got out with her. Witness's mother told her she had to go back to the fourth floor to get a package and would be back as quickly as possible. Witness says she was angry and vexed with her mother for keeping her detained, and she and her mother talked for several minutes. And when witness and her mother finished talking, witness's mother went up the stairs. Arthur White also went up the same stairway, and Mrs. White left the factory. Witness says that when she was again left alone, she noticed that the lady that she had supposed to be the stenographer was gone, and she did not see her anymore, and witness thinks she must have left the factory while she, witness, was talking with her mother. Witness says that at about 12 o'clock noon, she saw a young girl come up the stairs and walk into Mr. Frank's office, and that she paid very little attention to the girl's face. And that after remaining in Mr. Frank's office some 3 or 4 minutes, the girl went out of Mr. Frank's office and passed on down the stairway that led to the first floor. Witness says the girl has on an attractive dress, and that the dress was short, and the girl was evidently young, and that she was heavily built. And witness says the girl passed right on down the stairway that led to the first floor. And witness says she did not see the girl again. Witness says that just as the girl left the building, she saw Mr. Frank in the outer room of his office and saw him disappear into his private office where deponent could not and did not see him again. Witness says that in about 5 minutes after the girl referred to left the factory, deponent's mother came down the stairs and she and witness left the factory. Witness says that when she reached the bottom of the stairs, Lemmy Quinn was going up the stairs very fast, and witness said howdy to Mr. Quinn, and Mr. Quinn nodded but did not speak. Witness further says that she and her mother then went to Alverson's store to use their phone and call Mr. W.B. Newcomb, who works at the Swift Soap Works, which was then between 25,